is GQDN for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. But also, check out Quest Worthy there. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. Great community, PTSD. In today's news, we have a couple bits of ARK Raiders news. Fanatics in the news too. But that's not the only esports story. Nope. And add-ons for WoW. But we begin today with more layoffs. Eurogamer has now said that Ubisoft is still laying people off. That's 55 jobs at the Stockholm offices. Now, this studio has made Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, and they're nearing the completion of the Division game with a re-release. Now, last week, Ubisoft's Halifax studio closed down just weeks after unionizing. But some of the people did see what was coming, and that's why they decided to unionize to try to get some protection. And that's why Ubisoft did continue to take, quote, additional steps, end quote, after the, quote, voluntary career transition program, end quote, from last year. Now, the new layoffs were reported by GameIndustry.biz, and they found 55 roles being cut across the Massive Entertainment and Stockholm teams. Now, Massive's plans has not changed, because the studio will continue to work on some new content coming to the Division 2 this year. And it does look like the Avatar Frontiers of Pandaria, after receiving the third expansion DLC, could be at the end of its support for that game. Now, last year, Star Wars Outlaws was ported to Nintendo Switch 2. And with all that done, Ubisoft said that there was no reason to keep that many people. So this could be the end of this current news cycle. Could be. But we shall see if that happens or not. Because Eurogamer did say that this could continue well into 2026, because Ubisoft's next 12 months are a little quiet. We shall see. But we know what has not been quiet for World of Warcraft: add-ons. And WoWhead did say that add-ons could still provide an advantage in Midnight. Now, Blizzard's goals was to eventually get rid of add-ons, as well you know. But Ian Izakostas went to the WoW UI team, and they came out with some multiple public comments on the goals and the direction of the add-on dismemberments. And there could be one main goal from these posts from the add-on dismemberment: preventing add-ons from providing a competitive advantage in combat. I believe the quote comes from the WoW UI team. Quote, "The overarching goal of the changes in Midnight is to level the playing field and what we can to make it so that while add-ons can still thoroughly personalize your experience, they aren't giving you an objective competitive advantage over people using the base UI. It's not that we view a spoken countdown as a form of automation or inherently problematic. Rather, we feel that it would be inappropriate to allow any add-on users to have that functionality." Well, possibly from WoW or from the WoW UI team. But further quote, Ian covers this subject in much more detail in his post. But perhaps the simplest way to express the overall philosophy of the project is add-ons should not be able to provide a competitive advantage in combat, while preventing add-ons from being able to trivialize encounter mechanics is certainly part of this goal that isn't the entirety of the goal. Any time a plurality of players agrees that certain add-ons is required to perform competitively in end-game content or with a certain spec, that is a problem. While we have no issue with the add-ons consuming how combat transformation we show in our UI is presented to players, whether for accessibility or personal preference reasons, players should never feel like they are at a competitive disadvantage if they choose not to use an add-on." End quote. So, did Blizzard accomplish the goal? WoWhead said no, and they went through some of the examples and some of the add-ons that they used by going through all this. So they went through the method raid tools, the Kaze's MRT timers, and the Visrio cooldowns. They also went with the Northern Sky raid tools, which would remind you to, quote, soak now or go to X. Now, examples for this tier is Dominus Devourer assignments in Phase 3, Nexus Kings go left-right on Phase 2, Soul Hunters soak ire from person, Arez soak now or CC now, so on and so forth. They also still showed the colored nameplates and some of the spell and item tracking stuff and targeting spells. So do you think that add-ons and WoW are done? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter and Blue Sky. I'm on both. I do check both. Now we get to some POW World stuff, because the Pocket Pair Publishing Manager, John Buckley, known as Bucky, got up on Twitter again. And while we know yesterday, the TCG version of POW World is coming this July, there was indeed some buzz about it, and he did find some hate to go along with it. So here's what he said up on X. Quote, it's a long one. "Great seeing all the excitement about buzz about the Power World card game. Hilarious seeing all the meltdowns too. Look, hating on Power World at launch was the meta. I get it, easy views. But still, 2 years later, mayhaps use your time better. Go play games or something. There's more and more game releases every year. You couldn't want for more at this point. At this point, if you're still ranting about a game you supposedly don't like after 2 years, then I'm thinking it's a problem now. Go play something else. So many incredible games." End quote. Now, GamesRadar did say that there's a lot of people that's excited about the card game, but there are some criticisms from the Pokemon fans saying that Power World is trying to bring back the rivalry. So could they be doing that? We shall see. Now we get to some, well, a little bit better news. Resident Evil Requiem Showcase will happen on January 15th. Oh, that's Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And that will show some gameplay and an open world tease. IGN's got the story, so you'll be able to find that on their YouTube channel, and we shall see how long it will be. Thursday, January 15th, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And Capcom will also have a post-show discussion on the YouTube channel. Oh, here we go. The first one comes and it's scary. Oh, this one was a little scary too there for all the Ark Raiders players, because according to PC Games N, Embark Studio did drop an Ark Raiders update. It's a little bit more like patch notes. So, this is a part of Ark Raiders update 1.11.0. Now, Kettle was pretty much left alone, but the Ark Raider players did try to make sure through their illegitimate means to keep him there. Embark Studios did say, quote, "The previous fire rate was only realistically reachable by players using macros, which creates an unfair dynamic that favors using third-party software," end quote. So now Kettle's max fire rate is down from 600 to 450. And that means the macros can no longer get a big advantage in the gunfights. Now, Trigger in Day was also nerfed because of how strong it was against the other raiders in PvP fights. For the quote, Trigger Nad currently dominates the PvP encounters, and players favor picking it over all of their grenades. This nerf aims to make it less usable as a trigger-in-air grenade, whilst keeping its usefulness as a sticky bomb, end quote. Which means that the damage that the bomb does do means that you will have to put that damage in the center of the explosion, which means you're going to have to be more accurate with your throw. Now, there was also an exploit that did allow players to keep the room keys after using them. That has been fixed. And they did do some fixing in the Stella Montes night raids. There were other changes as well, but PC Games N did not get into them. And since we're doing some PvP talk, let's go to the Esports Corner. Because the British Esports Federation, via esportsinsider.com, said that Tom Doerr has been appointed as the new managing director of the National Student Esports. That's NSE. And Doerr will spearhead the development and growth of the esports within the university in the UK. And Doerr takes on the managing director position at NSE and part of a segment of the British Esports. And the Esports Global acquisition of NSE was done in November 2025, which did create one of the largest student esports operation in Europe. Doerr did say in a press release, quote, I would like to thank Alex for his leadership and his contribution to NSE. Moving forward, I am excited to work with the team to build on their existing success and lead NSE on the next stage of its development, working with a range of brands and industry stakeholders to create even more opportunities for students to meet and to meet, play, and compete, end quote. And yeah, I screwed that up. Don't care. Mistakes happen. But NSE was founded in 2017, and it is one of the longest-standing students esports competitions in the UK. 117 universities did compete across many games, including Counter-Strike 2, League of Legends, and Rocket League. But what did Fnatic do? They have a controller now. Yes, they do. Because they have a collaboration with Void Gaming. Once again, via Esports Insider, there is now a Genesis controller, which is a special edition controller that's themed after the esports team. You can pre-order this starting January 15th, at which right now it is sold out. And it is. The American cost for this controller is $97, and it is modeled slightly after an Xbox controller. It more resembles an Xbox controller. So if you're a fan of Fnatic, you know the price. The pre-orders will begin on Thursday at noon. So if you're a fan of Fnatic, you want the controller, now you know. Now we get to some good stuff, and Pure Xbox has it all. If you have an Xbox, you might want to check out the prices there, because there's some good games on there and they are on sale. Blood Bowl 3 is at $14. Hell Is Us is at $36. Test Drive Unlimited Solar Crown, $12. Those Who Remain, $3. And that's just a couple of them. Pure Xbox did say, is it the lowest ever? And sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's joint lowest. And I'm talking about that's 80% of the answers here, because there's a couple of no ones in there, but still, the prices look good. We'll end it with our creators, because time is running out for all of you, because if you're listening as soon as I post this, you might want to get on your Xbox and get the free item. It's a Gilded Pickaxe Raider Tool, and you can get that before 6 p.m. Eastern Time today. So I won't waste any more of your time. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.